NFLShop.com. NFL Shop is your number one source for the top selection of officially licensed NFL gear. Head over to NFLShop.com today to browse styles from your favorite team and all the players you love. NFL Shop is your ultimate destination for jerseys, t-shirts, headwear, and more. Take your team pride to the next level with the best selection of NFL gear anywhere. To shop now, go to NFLShop.com.
So I switched to Boost Mobile and got this free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone.
Why do you think they call it the Galaxy?
Maybe because the Samsung Galaxy A23 has a huge screen, and galaxies are huge gravitationally bound systems of stars rotating around a supermassive black hole.
And the phone is free?
When you switch to Boost Mobile.
Cool. You lost me at gravitationally bound.
Switch to Boost and get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power. Limited time offer while supplies last. New customers only. Excludes tax. One device offer per line. Only available on certain networks. 5G not available everywhere. Additional restrictions apply. See local Boost Mobile store for details.
It is going to be Matt Holmes' ball to start this. It's going to be Tech's ball to start this second half. The two teams switching sides. The Golden Eagles moving right to left now for these last two quarters as they lead Mount Holmes 25-16. It will be Vincent inbounding the ball to Lane, and we are back underway.
Yeah, you'd like to see Mount Holmes get some better shots this quarter and half right here. You know, Tech's defense kind of caused us to take some uncharacteristic shots, and yeah, we did a pretty good job on the defensive side, but we got to get better shots.
Cup pulling up for the three at the top. No good. The rebound comes to Mountain Home. It's their 11th board of the night. We're 22 seconds into the second half. Bickford with it up top. Gives it to McLean on the left side. McLean takes the screen. Little dribble to the elbow. Now it goes back to the wing. Trying to figure out where to go with it after he picks up his drill. Finds Harris in the corner. Back to McLean. Over to Bickford on the right side. Down to 10 on the shot clock. Bickford's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And Goodman gets the rebound for the Golden Eagles. Here is Cup with it. Gives it up top to Goodman. Goodman's dribbling to the right elbow. Kicks out to Lane near the right corner. He will give it back out to Goodman on the wing. Up top to Vincent. Over on the left side to Cup. He's dribbling into Lane. Going in for the layup. Will not go. Rebound knocked around and controlled by Harris. He's quickly back the other way for the Bombers. Trying to throw it to Dewey. Ball knocked away. It hit the rim, but Dover gets the ball back. He's going to find McLean on the left side. His shot misses everything, and the rebound is controlled by Goodman. Back comes Cup. Dribbles to the left elbow. Finds Vincent on the left side. His three-pointer is up. No good, and Harris gets another rebound. Almost had the ball knocked away, but gets it back.
Kind of starting this half kind of like we ended the first half. Kind of a lot going on here. A lot happening, but not much going on, right?
Yeah, right. Not much show for it. Ball goes to Bickford on the left wing. He's going to dribble up to the top. That goes over to the right side. Gives it there to Harris. Up top to Bickford. Bickford's going to dribble to the left elbow. Pull up for the jumper. Will not go. And Vincent gets the rebound for the Golden Eagles.
Feels like there's a lid on both baskets right now for both teams.
I'm telling you. Lane loses the handle of the ball, or they're going to call a foul?
Yeah, I think they're going to get Kai for reaching in right there.
Okay. You're right. That is Bickford's second personal foul. Team foul number one against the Bombers. 6:06 left to play in the third quarter. It is a 9-point Golden Eagle advantage. Ball goes to Goodman on the right side. He drills to the corner. Now kicks out to Vincent. Over to Cup on the left wing. Down to Puckett on the low block. Kicks out to Goodman. His three-pointer on the right wing. Good. Benji, go ahead.
So far, when he's been able to step into his 3 points, he's knocked them down.
Benji Goodman with 9 points, all from behind the arc. 28-16, it's a double-digit lead now for the Golden Eagles. 5:44 left in the third. Here is Bickford up top, gives it to Dewey. Dewey's going to drill to the free throw line, going into the paint for the turnaround jumper, blocked. But Dover gets there, is there for the offensive rebound and the putback.
If you ask Dewey, would he say it was a pass or a shot?
Yeah, right. Ball goes up top to Vincent. He will throw it across court to Elaine. Now up top to Cup. Over to Vincent on the right side. He's going to find Puckett in the paint for the jumper. Good.
Basketball, Cole Puckett.
Cole Puckett with 6 points on the night. 30-18. Golden Eagles up. 5:07. Let's play in the third. Bickford with it between the circles. He'll dribble over to the left side. Gives it there to McLean. McLean will dribble up to the top. We got a 3-second count, looks like. Like Robert Dover was in the lane a little bit too long, and that's going to be Mount Holmes' sixth turnover of the night. Don't see it called as often as you used to.
No, you don't, especially with the shot clock. You know, there's a lot of sets being run and people moving in and out. You know, I guess right there they caught him for standing there just a little too long.
Ball goes to Vincent, over to Lane. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Will not go. And Vincent, looks like a fight for the rebound. It's going to be a jump ball. It will be Mount Holmes' ball on the possession narrow. I thought it was, yeah. So it is going to be Mount Holmes' ball. They have one official point incorrectly to a Tech. Braxton Carson checking in for the first time tonight. Blaine Tate's also coming in as McGee Harrison and Ryan McClain both check out. And Landon Stewart's coming in for Tech as Cole Puckett will head to the bench. 4:33 left to play in the third quarter. It is a 12-point Greene County Tech advantage, 30-18 our score. Tate comes in to the low block. He's going to go into the lane for the layup. It bounces around and falls in.
Right now, Blaine's done a good job giving the Bombers a spark coming off the bench right here.
He has four on the night. 30-20, Golden Eagles up. Here is a cup with it on the right side. Finds Stewart in the paint. Gives it to Vincent on the low block for the layup. Tyler Vincent now with eight on the night. 32-20, Tech up with four minutes left in the third. Tate with it at the left elbow. He's going to go to the low block. Now it kicks out to Carson on the left wing. Back to Tate. Tate will dribble to the free throw line. Finds Carson in the right corner. He'll dribble out to the wing. And now a foul, I believe, away from the ball. They're going to get Garrett Cupp with his first personal foul. That is the first team foul against Tech here in the second half. Robert Dover checks out of the game as Hagen Robb comes in with 3:45. Let's play in the third. It's a 12-point Golden Eagle advantage. Inbound pass goes to Dewey in the right corner. Throws up top to Bickford, over to Tate on the left wing. He'll take the screen, dribble to the paint, pull up for the jumper, will not go. Dewey gets offense rebound, puts it back up and in.
Yeah, Dewey just kind of reached out of nowhere and grabbed that ball and went straight back up with it. Good play by him.
Braden Dewey with seven on the night. 32-22 Tech up with 3:24 left in the third. Here is Lane with it. He drives to the left side. Met by a double team. And now a foul's going to be called on Mountain Hall. Blaine Tate picks up his second personal foul. That's the second team foul against the Bombers here in the second half. 3:16 left to play in the third quarter. Tech will inbound the ball on the near sideline, leading by 10. Ball goes into the backcourt to Lane. He gets it across the timeline. Gives up top Stewart. Over on the left side to Cupp. Down the corner it goes to Goodman. He'll dribble out to the wing. Up top to Cupp. Over on the right side to Stewart. Stewart's going to go down into the lane. Going up for the layup over Dewey. No good, but a foul, late foul call. And Stewart will go to the free throw line. Braden Dewey picks up his first personal foul. That is the third team foul against Mount Holmes here in the second half. So Landon Stewart at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 2 points so far. 3 minutes left to play in this third quarter. First free throw for Stewart is up and good. So one more free throw to shoot for Stewart. Second shot is up. No good. He gets 1-2, and the rebound's controlled by Carson. Back comes Mountain Home as they trail by 11. Bickford into the front court, gives it to Carson in the on the right corner. He's going to throw it out, try to throw it out to Bickford. Ball knocked away, but Tate's there to get it back. He's going to drill into the paint, kicks out to Carson in the right wing. Up top to Bickford. 15 left on the shot clock. Bickford will drill to the right side. Takes screen from Dewey. Now gives it to Dewey on the right wing. And he has the ball knocked away. Ball's being fought for. Down to 5 seconds left on the shot clock. And the ball's still being fought for and finally stolen by the Golden Eagles. Seventh turnover against Mountain Home. 3:22 left to play in the third quarter. Ball's with Stewart up top. We got that as a 12-point lead, but I thought those should be 11. Ball's with Lane on the left wing. His three-pointer no good, and a foul's going to be called against Mountain Home. Braden Dewey picks up his second personal foul, team foul number four, against Mountain Home here in the second half. It's 2:07 left to play in the third quarter. Ball goes into the cup on the right side. Now to Stewart. Now to Goodman. Over on the left side it goes to Vincent. Cross court to Cup in the right corner. He's going to drill into the paint. Now kicks out to Stewart. He's going into the paint. Trying to put up the turnaround jumper over Rob. Off the glass and in.
Landon Stewart
with 5 points on the night. And now a turnover against Mountain Home. Their eighth of the night.
Yeah, kind of pushing that ball a little too fast there, giving that ball up. Hagen wasn't caught, looking for the ball.
Landon Stewart drills into the lane. He's going to put up the turnaround and fade away. Good.
It's kind of getting dangerous time here for the Bombers.
Landon Stewart with 7 points on the night. And Mountain Home's going to call timeout. We'll break with 1:25. Let's play into the third quarter. It is Greene County Tech leading Mountain Home at 37-22. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Mountain Home taking the timeout with 1:25. Let's play in the third quarter as they trail Greene County Tech 37-22. Just not a whole lot going right now for the Bombers.
No, it's kind of a dangerous time of the game right now for the Bombers. This is we're at that point where this game can get out of reach for us. We need to get some scores right here and to get this game back under control. Need some stops on the defensive end and make sure we get some good shots on the offensive side of things.
Back comes Blaine Tate. Here is Bickford with it now. He will give it to Dewey. He's going to put up the three-pointer near the top. Gets it. Braden Dewey now in double figures with 10. 37-25. Tech up with 105. Let's play in the third. Ball knocked away. And Dewey is able to save it in. Get the steal. He's going to go back the other way for the layup. Good.
Great smart play there by Dewey. That ball's about to go out of bounds. He just tipped that ball forward to himself and went and got it.
Back down to 10. 37-27. Braden Dewey now with 12 points on the night. Stewart with it on the left wing.
And now Greene County Tech's coach is arguing that he went out of bounds. He tipped it to himself and tipped it back inbounds. As long as he's the first one to come back in and set his feet, he can come back in and grab it. Good job there by Dewey.
Here is Goodman with it on the left wing. His three-pointer's up and in. Benji Goodman with 12 points, all from behind the arc. Back to a 13-point lead for Tech. 20 seconds left to play in the third. Here's Tate quickly back the other way. He's going to give it to Bickford on the right side. Down to Tate in the corner. Shot clock is off. We're down to 10 seconds left. Tate will take the screen. He'll dribble up to the top. Gives it to Bickford on the left side. Thought about the three. Now he's going to take the screen from Rob. Now he's going to have to put up the three to try to beat the buzzer. It will not go, and we've reached the end of the third quarter. We've got 8 minutes left to play in this one. Our score at the end of three. Greene County Tech leading Mountain Home 40-27. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, this is Big Box Brad inviting you to come see us at Brad's Big Box Emporium.
Brad, we've gone over this before. You're not a big box store.
I mean, we have so many big TVs and big grills here, and they all come in big boxes.
Still not a big box store.
Folks, come see our Traeger grills, Vision grills, and the huge Samsung TV.